Experts in 2016, Hillary Clinton should challenge results in Why, Me, and PA. By Kyle Olson on November 22, 2020. A group of computer scientists argued in 2016 that Hillary Clinton should have challenged the results in swing states which could have tipped the election in her favor. New York Magazine reported November 22, 2016. Hillary Clinton is being urged by a group of prominent computer scientists and election lawyers to call for a recount in three swing states won by Donald Trump, New York has learned. The group, which includes voting rights attorney John Boniface and J. Alex Halderman, the director of the University of Michigan Center for Computer Security and Society, believes they've found persuasive evidence that results in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania may have been manipulated or hacked. The group is so far not speaking on the record about their findings and is focused on lobbying the Clinton team in private. While it's important to note the group has not found proof of hacking or manipulation, they are arguing to the campaign that the suspicious pattern merits an independent review, especially in light of the fact that the Obama White House has accused the Russian government of hacking the Democratic National Committee. The following day, Halderman expanded on his argument via a post on Medium. Closer to the election, when it was clear from polling data which states would have close electoral margins, the attackers might spread malware into voting machines in some of these states, rigging the machines to shift a few percent of the vote to favor their desired candidate, he wrote. This malware would likely be designed to remain inactive during pre-election tests, do its dirty business during the election, then erase itself when the polls close. A skilled attacker's work might leave no visible signs, though the country might be surprised when results in several close states were off from pre-election polls, Halderman said. He argued the results may not have been hacked, but rather, mainstream polls were wrong. Nevertheless, the results warranted scrutiny. The only way to know whether a cyber attack changed the result is to closely examine the available physical evidence, paper ballots and voting equipment in critical states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Halderman said. Unfortunately, nobody is ever going to examine that evidence unless candidates in those states act now, in the next several days, to petition for recounts. HD Jack Posobiec. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.